بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام. كأن الدرس انقطع قليلا لمدة، فنحن بإذن الله تعالى سنستمر في درسنا. It seems like our lesson was taken off the air briefly. We had a little technical difficulty. And now بإذن الله تعالى we will continue in that which we are taken. قال المؤلف ومن أصول الإيمان الإيمان بملائكة الله عز وجل وأنهم خلق من خلقه خلقهم من نور كما جاء في حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها. وقبل ذلك نحن نراجع ما أخذناه لأن لعل الدرس لم يسجل. لعل الدرس يعني قبل أخذنا يعني أكثر من 15 دقيقة، لعل الدرس لم يسجل. فبإذن الله تعالى نراجع ما أخذنا اليوم. قبل هذا الجزء أخذنا نهاية الدرس في صفات الله عز وجل. And that which we have taken, inshallah, we will review it now prior to continuing the section that we took 15 minutes ago. In brief, the Shaykh, he says, وَنُؤْمِنْ أَنَّهُ يَغْضَبْ وَيَرْضَى وَيَسْخُدْ وَيُحِبْ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا تَثْبُتْ بِهِ الْأَدِلَّةِ كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ عَلَى مَا هُوَ مُفَصُّلٌ فِي الْمُطَوَّلَاتِ وَالْمُخْتَصِرَاتِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned, and we believe that Allah, he gets angry, he's pleased, and he is displeased, and he loves. And other than that, from the characteristics that have been confirmed in the text, meaning from the Quran, from the authentic Sunnah. Has been confirmed in the authentic text, from the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a way that befits His Majesty. And you can always refer back to the books, the Mutawwalat, the books, the volumes and volumes and volumes of books that the scholars have authored that relate to the Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah, also those books which have been summarized. Na'am. And we mentioned that from the proofs that Allah gets angry is the statement of Allah, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ or the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه ولعنه وأعد له عذابا عظيما. This is from the proofs that whoever kills a believer purposely, then his punishment will be the hellfire. Whoever kills a believer purposely, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, whoever kills a believer purposely, then his punishment will be in the hellfire. And Allah says, he will remain in it. يعني خالدًا فيها. Says خالدًا فيها. He will remain in it. وغضب الله عليه. And Allah will be angry with him. هذا هو الشاهد. This is our point. With regards to غضب الله سبحانه وتعالى. وكذلك أخذنا قول الله عز وجل أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. And from that, the statement is a proof of the pleasure of Allah versus the displeasure of Allah. Is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the one who follows the pleasure of Allah, meaning the deen, and those actions which please Allah, follows tawheed of Allah, they do every action which is pleasing to Allah, similar to the one, yani, كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, similar to the one who earned the anger, or the one who earns the displeasure of Allah. This individual, his ma'wa, his abode will be in a hellfire. And we also mention حب الله عز وجل. صفة من صفات الله عز وجل. أحب. Allah loves. Allah loves. نعم. And from that we mention the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Verily Allah loves التوابين, those who make tawbah to Allah. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, He loves those who purify themselves, regardless if there is a type of purification, which is internal or external. The internal type of purification is that one purifies themselves, they purify their niyyah, they purify their intention, they purify themselves from kufr and shirk and ma'asi, they purify themselves from disbelief and polytheism, and also from acts of sin, committing sin and loving sin. They purify themselves internally from the shubahat and the shahawat that people fall into that can harm them in their deen. They purify themselves from everything that can harm themselves to the best of their ability. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. And also we mentioned from the hadith that came to mind is the hadith of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was asked, يعني قيل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله, أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله ما أدومها وإن قل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, and he was asked, what are the most beloved acts or deeds to Allah? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أدومها, those deeds which are consistent, and من الدوامة, those deeds which are consistent. He said, even if it was little. Even if it was little. نعم. فهذا دليل على أن الله سبحانه وتعالى, أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يحب وأحب أعمالي إلى الله عز وجل ما دوما وإن قل. And this hadith that we mentioned, this is a proof that Allah loves. And from those deeds that he loved, the most beloved deeds to Allah are those deeds which are consistent. Those deeds which are consistent, even if it was little. Even if it was little. طيب. فلا بد أن نؤمن بصفات الله عز وجل التي ثابتة في كتاب الله عز وجل وفي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونؤمن بهذه الصفات كما يعني تليق بجلاله, كما يليق بجلاله. نحن نؤمن بالله سبحانه وتعالى وصفاته كما يليق بجلاله. We believe in the characteristics of Allah سبحانه وتعالى in a way that's befitting His Majesty. والذي يريد يعني تفصيل أكثر يرجع إلى المطولات والمختصرات. Those who want more decisive or more detailed more detailed information regarding the Asma wa Sifatillahi Azza wa Jal, you will find it in the books which have been authored extensively, in those books which are books of summary of the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah. فقال الشيخ حفظه الله ومن أصول الإيمان الإيمان بملائكة الله عز وجل. And from the principles of Iman, يعني من أصول الإيمان, from the fundamentals, from the basic fundamentals of the faith of the believer. لأن لا ننسى أن الشيخ هو يشرح جزء ويشرح جزء من حديث جبريل عليه السلام. فقال جبريل ما الإيمان؟ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تؤمن بالله وملائكتي وكتبي ورسلي, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكتي ورسلي ف يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما يعني قيل له لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الإيمان؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. This is a part of the hadith of Jibreel where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Jibreel, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is إيمان؟ ما الإيمان؟ وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه, to believe in Allah and to believe in His angels, to believe in His books, وكتبه ورسله, and to believe in His prophets, His messengers, واليوم الآخر, and to believe in the last day, وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره, and to believe in the decree, the good of it and the bad. فانتهينا من جزء ألا وهو أن تؤمن بالله. والآن الشيخ ينتقل إلى قوله وملائكته. We finished the section with regards to Iman in Allah. And as we mentioned, Iman, having faith and belief in Allah, consists of an Iman بربوبيته وألوهيته وأسمائه وصفاته. Having Iman in Allah consists of belief in His rububiyyah, in His lordship, wa uluhiyatihi, and His deification, that He alone deserves to be worshipped. All acts of worship are exclusively to be committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kadhalik al-imam bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi, to have faith and belief in Allah's perfect names and attributes. Na'am, His perfect names and attributes. وَكَذَلَكْ لَمْ يَذْكُرْ هُنَا إِمَام بِوُجُودِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَبَعْضَ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمِ يَذْكُرُونَ ذَلِكَ. The Shaykh, he didn't mention إِمَام بِوُجُودِ اللَّهِ, with the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but some of the ulama, such as Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله, في شرحه للعقيدة الواسطية, يذكر هذه الفائدة. يعني الإيمان بالله عز وجل يتضمن إيمان بربوبيته وألوهيته وبأسمائه وصفاته وبوجوده, وبوجوده أي بذاته سبحانه. To believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى's presence. Some of the scholars have mentioned to believe in Allah, to believe that the Iman in Allah is to believe in Allah's lordship, to believe in Allah's that Allah deserves to be worshipped alone, the deification of Allah, to deify Him alone, and to not ascribe partners with Allah, and also to believe in Allah's perfect names and attributes. And some have mentioned also to believe in Allah's presence, and to believe that Allah is present. Naam. And Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he mentioned this this addition, and there are many other scholars in the past also that mention this. This is to have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, to believe in his wujud. Naam. الآن بإذن الله تعالى ننتقل إلى الثاني. ومن أصول الإيمان الإيمان بملائكة الله. And from the يعني أصول, لأن نحن نتكلم عن أصول الست, the six articles of faith, the six articles of faith. We finished with regards to the first and the foremost, the most important, is with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Shaykh is mentioning about Iman bi malaikati Allahi azza wa jal. Wa annahum khalqun min khalqihi, khalaqahum min nurin, kama jaa fi hadith Aisha radiyallahu anha. The fact that they are creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created the angels. Their creation from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created them from nur, from light. As we came in the hadith on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلقت الملائكة من نور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يعني خلقت الملائكة من نور, بمعنى خلق الله الملائكة من نور. Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned the hadith as it came in Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the angels have been created from light. خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورِ. هذا الحديث يحفظ. يعني الذي يستطيع يحفظ الأدلة فهذا أمر طيب. هذه فائدة يعني تثبت في الذهن. تثبت في الذهن. Those who have the ability to memorize different proofs that have been presented, rather, if they're يعني سواء كانت يعني الأدلة التي مذكورة في الكتاب أو آتي بها, فهذا أمر مهم. هذا أمر مهم, أمر طيب, لأن الفوائد تثبت في الذهن. Whoever has the ability to memorize the proofs that have been mentioned, this is a very helpful to memorize the proofs that are presented, regardless if they're proofs that are presented in the book, in this authorship from Sheikh Abdul Hamid al-Hajuri, Hafidhullah, or it's information that we add to it. It's very good to memorize proofs. كما جاء هذا الحديث, حديث مختصر. As this hadith here, it's very concise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خُلِقَتُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورِ. هذا الحديث أخرجه مسلم. هذا الحديث أخرجه مسلم. وقال تعالى, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that they have been created from light. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمْرَهُمْ. احفظوا هذه الآية. We should try to memorize this verse. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمْرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, they do not disobey Allah regarding what He commanded, and they do what they were commanded. They do what they were commanded to do. خَلَقَ خلقهم ووكلهم إليهم التصرف في شؤون العالم. The Sheikh, he mentioned, Allah created them and made them vicegerents. Allah created them and made them individuals who are responsible with different responsibilities regarding the affairs of the world. فَمِنْهُمْ الصَّافُونَ وَمِنْهُمَ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ وَمِنْهُمَ الْمُرْسَلَاتِ ومنهم النازعات ومنهم الذاريات ومنهم غير ذلك من الأوصاف وأعظمهم ومقدمهم جبريل عليه السلام. The Sheikh, he mentioned that خلقهم, Allah created them and put them in positions of affairs regarding the world. فقال فمنهم الصافون. الصافون كما قال الله عز وجل وإنا لنحن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إنا لنحن الصافون وإنا لنحن المسبحون. الله عز وجل يقول وإنا لنحن الصافون وإنا لنحن المسبحون. أي من هم الصافون؟ الصافون الذين يصفون الصفوف يجهزون أنفسهم للصلوات, لأن الملائكة يصفون أنفسهم كما نحن نصف أنفسنا في الصفوف للصلوات. ففي هذا القسم الشيخ يبين أن الملائكة كلهم لهم شؤون التي تخصهم, فمنهم الصافون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the malaika, the angels, all of them, they have responsibilities. They have positions that they are committed to do in regarding the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, فَمِنْهُمَ الصَّافُونَ, and from them is الصَّافُونَ. الصافون are those who put themselves in ranks, who roll themselves up, they line themselves up in ranks. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the statement of the malaika, where they said, إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ, verily, we are those who line ourselves up in the ranks. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ, and verily we are, meaning, from us are those who yusabbihun, who glorify Allah, who establish the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pray. Na'am. فَقَالَ وَمِنْهُمْ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ. وَهَذِ الْقَوْلِ فَمِنْهُمْ الصَّافُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ مِنْ مَأْخُوذٍ مِنْ سُورَةِ الصَّافَةِ. سورة يعني من القرآن من هذه الآية الذي ذكرناها, وإنا لنحن الصافون وإنا لنحن المسبحون ومنهم المرسلات. فالشيخ يقول ومنهم المرسلات, أي الذي يعني مرسل, يعني الملائكة الذين هم مرسلون للرياح. لكن هذا القول مختلف فيه أهل العلم, أي من الصحابة ومن غيرهم. بعضهم يقولون المرسلات هم الملائكة, وبعضهم يقولون أن المرسلات الرياح. فذكر ابن كثير في تفسيره يعني رواية عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه أنه قال المرسلات الريح, وكذا قال ابن عباس ومجاهد وغيرهما يذكرون أن المرسلات الرياح, وبعضهم يقولون أن المرسلات يعني الملائكة, وهكذا ذكر الشيخ. Some have mentioned المرسلات is al-mursalat, is the wind, and it's not malaika. But the Shaykh he mentioned wa minhum al-mursalat, meaning from them are those who have been sent, angels who have been sent to move the wind, to transport the wind. Al-mursalat meaning they have been sent as rusul, as messengers. And some have mentioned that al-mursalat does not mean the malaika, rather they mean that al-mursalat means the wind, the wind. And this is the position that as-sahabi al-jaleel Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and Ibn Abbas and other than him from some of the sahaba, even Mujahid, have mentioned that al-mursalat bima'na al-rih. Mursalat means the wind. It does not mean al-malaika. However, al-shaykh dhakara al-mursalat yani min al-malaika ala hadha al-qawl, ala qawl al-thani, anna al-mursalat hum al-malaika. And the shaykh, he mentioned al-mursalat from the aspect that the mursalat, they are the angels. However, as we mentioned, there's a difference of opinion regarding this. ومنهم النازعات ومنهم النازعات يعني من الملائكة النازعات وكما قال الله عز وجل والنازعات الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned يعني ذكرهم في بداية قولة سورة النازعات. ما معنى النازعات؟ What is the meaning of نازعات؟ What is the meaning of نازعات؟ أي الملائكة الذين يعني الملائكة التي تنزع أرواح بني آدم أي بشدة، لأن الله عز وجل يقول النازعات غرقا، غرقا بمعنى نزع بشدة. نعم نزع بشدة. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى he says والنازعات، النازعات. What does النازعات mean? The angels that pull out the souls of Bani Adam. The angels that pull out the souls of the people, yani meaning from the kuffar, meaning the kuffar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى غَرْقَى بِمَعْنَى بِشِدَّةِ. Allah has appointed angels and they are called النازعات. Allah has appointed angels who snatch out the souls of the disbelievers with strength, with severity. They seize the souls out, they snatch the souls out of the bodies. نعم. وقال الشيخ ومنهم الذاريات. وهذا القول مختلف فيه كذلك. أن الملائكة هم الذاريات. لأن بعضهم يقولون الذاريات بمعنى الرياح. الذاريات بمعنى الرياح. Some of the scholars have mentioned that الذاريات is the wind. مثل ما يقولون في المرسلات. Similar to the difference that some have mentioned with regards to والمرسلات. نعم. الذاريات بمعنى الرياح. ولكن بعضهم يقولون أن هؤلاء هم الملائكة. ومنهم غير ذلك من الأوصاف. And from them or other than would have been mentioned from the أوصاف, from the characteristics يعني which have been mentioned. ولكن كل الملائكة هم هم من يقومون بطاعة الله عز وجل كلهم كما قال الله عز وجل لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the malaika, none of them disobey Allah regarding which they have been committed and commanded to do, and they implement that which they have been commanded. None of them disobey Allah. So they all have different responsibilities. They command, they carry out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كلهم يقومون بأوامر الله سبحانه وتعالى. ولا أحد منهم يَعْسِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. All of them, they do that which Allah has commanded them to do. And none of them disobey Allah. فَقَالَ أَعْظَمُهُمْ وَمُقَدِّمُهُمْ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He said, the greatest of them, in the forefront of them, is Jibreel عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. الَّذِي كَانَ يَنْزِلُ بِالْوَحِي. The one who came down with the revelation, meaning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ مِكَائِيلَ. And then is the angel Mikael, alayhi salam, wa Israfil, alayhi salam. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, Jibreel is the greatest of all of the angels, because he is the one who brought the revelation. Naam. Wa hunak adilla kathira lidhalik. There's so many proofs with regards to this. من الأدلة قول كان جبريل عليه السلام يلقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ليلة في رمضان ويرعد عليه القرآن فإذا لقيه جبريل كان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been mentioned that Jibreel used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every night in the month of Ramadan. He used to read with him the Quran. And if he met Jibreel, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam كان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. وقال كذلك كان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he كان أجود الناس وأجود ما يكون في رمضان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the best of mankind. He was the best of what he would be during the month of Ramadan. And if Jibreel came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. And he was the best with good, better than rih mursala, than a wind that comes with khair, a wind or air that comes with good. You know, you have wind and air that comes with rain to help with the growth of vegetations, or help with the growth of the earth and to purify. Na'am. They mentioned كان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أجود بالخير. وجبريل كان يأتي ويوصي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كذلك. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يوصيني بالجار حتى كأنه يورثني. He mentioned جبريل used to advise him regarding the neighbor. Jibreel used to advise him regarding the neighbor to a point he thought that the neighbor would inherit from him. وكذلك ما يأتي للذهن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله فيكم كان يأتي جبريل بصورة دحية. دحية بن خليفة الكلبي وقالوا وكان يعني دحية رجلا جميلا. Also, it's been mentioned that Jibreel used to come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to come in the form of دحية. دحية بن خليفة يعني دحية الكلبي. He used to come in the form of one of the Sahaba. One of the Sahaba, his name was Dihya al-Kalbi. And they mentioned that Dihya, as the hadith came on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, it said that Dihya was a handsome man. وكذلك من الأدلة على عض يعني على أن جبريل مقدمهم هو أعظمهم ومقدمهم أنه جاء كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءكم يعلمكم دينكم. ومن يكون أعظم ممن يأتي ويعلم الدين. And from the proofs that Jibreel is the greatest of all of the angels is the fact that Jibreel عليه السلام, he came to teach you religion. As it's been mentioned in a very famous hadith, the hadith Jibreel, كما قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ثم انطلق فلبثنا لمية. نعم. ثم قال يا عمر أتدري من السائل؟ أقال قلت الله ورسوله أعلم. فقال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. هذا الحديث الذي جاء في المسلم, جاء في صحيح مسلم, قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين لنا أن جبريل عليه السلام هو معلم الأمة, فهذا الذي جعله أعظم ما يعني أعظم واحد من الملائكة. And from the proofs that Jibreel is from the greatest of, he is the greatest of the angels, is the fact that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to teach us this deen. It's the hadith, very famous hadith that we are reading from a section with regards to the iman of the believer. Is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Jibreel he left after asking about al-Islam wal-Iman wal-Ihsan and yani alamat al-sa'a and the signs of the last day or the yawm al-qiyamah, when he left the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked Umar, he said, Ya Umar, oh Umar, do you know who the questioner was? And Umar, he said, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. He said, I said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, verily he is Jibreel. He came to you to teach you your religion. Verily he's Jibreel, he came to teach you your religion. And this fact that Jibreel came to teach the deen of Allah is a very strong proof. The fact that he is the prophet, he is the one who has been sent to all of the prophets and the messengers. He's been sent with the message, and he's been sent with the greatest of messages, the Qur'an. Allah sent him with the Qur'an. This is clear proof that he is the greatest of messengers. As the Prophet ﷺ said, he is Jibreel, he came to teach you religion. فَقَالَ هُوَ الَّذِي كَانَ يَنْزِلُ بِالْوَحِي. He's the one who came down. He was with the revelation. ثم ميكائيل عليه السلام وإسرافيل عليه السلام. وميكائيل عليه السلام ملك القطر كما جاء من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما ميكائيل الذي ينزل بالرحمة والنبات والقطر. ميكائيل الذي ينزل بالرحمة والنبات والقطر. هذا الحديث أخرجه أحمد وهو حديث صحيح. And then the Sheikh, he mentioned that the angel Mikael is the next of the greatest. After Jibreel, the next in greatest in line is Mikael and Israfil. He said, Mikael alayhi salam is the angel that brings down the rain by the permission of Allah. As the hadith came on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the hadith of Ibn Abbas with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Mikael is the one that brings down the mercy and brings the vegetation and the water. هذا الحديث يحفظ ميكائيل الذي ينزل بالرحمة والنبات والقطر. ميكائيل الذي ينزل بالرحمة والنبات والقطر. وإسرافيل عليه السلام, and he mentioned the hadith of Ibn Abbas that Mikael is the one that brought down the mercy, he brings down the mercy and the vegetation and nabat and water. And we advise with memorizing this short hadith. وإسرافيل عليه السلام الملك الموكل بالنفخ في الصور بالنفخ في الصور. And Israfil عليه السلام, he is the angel that has been appointed to blow into the trumpet. ونؤمن ببقيتهم مثل ملك الموت ومالك الخازن النار وخازن الجنة وبما أخبر الله عز وجل ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم به. قال تعالى وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has appointed other angels to do other things. We believe in the remainder of the angels, all of the angels. Other angels such as the angel of death, the angel who is in charge of the hellfire, charge of kindling the hellfire. And we believe in the angel that is appointed to be in charge of affairs in Jannah. And we believe in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of. And that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. And verily, there are some who are appointed over you. Any angels who have been appointed over each individual. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a single statement that is made except, يعني إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, except there is a watcher who is appointed ready to record every statement and every action that an individual does. ويكتفي بهذا القدر بإذن الله تعالى ونستمر غدا إن شاء الله تعالى. We will continue tomorrow إن شاء الله, tomorrow morning, same time بإذن الله تعالى. والحمد لله رب العالمين.